If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, has all that great music behind our cow commercials. The late Mr. Rich O'Brien.
That's right,
yep. Yep, we'll continue to have him on our show every week.
In perpetuity.
In perpetuity, yep. All right, hey, we are celebrating some of the great shows of last
Best
year.
Of,
That's right. Andy Hedges brought out a brand new CD last year.
That's right.
And he's got a lot of friends helping him on them. These are great old songs, and he's got some great talent riding along with him. This first one, Bren Hill is joining.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a dandy. It is called Roll On Cowboys.
Campfire coals are glowing, slowly dying, one by one. My pards are deep in their bedrolls. The last tall tale has been spun. I'm out here humming sad tune as I circle the herd on the ground, thinking of my dear home back in Texas I left just for 30 and found. Her wagon tongue is aimed at the North Star, like a big sailing ship at its sea. It's quiet as a mouse on the prairie this warm summer night 1883. Roll on, cowboys, roll on. Roll on, cowboys, roll on. They will sing of our deeds in a thousand songs. Roll on, cowboys. Dodge City's 100 miles back, its pleasures a sweet memory. The wagon is bound for Montana with a cross-eyed old steer in the lead. A hot July sun is a burning out here on the high Kansas plains. The boys are all dirty and thirsty, and still there is no sign of rain. But the wagon rolls on up the long trail. There's rivers and creeks yet to cross. The 3,000 head of wild longhorn, cowboys, the cook, the wrangler, and the boss. Roll on, cowboys, roll on. Roll on, cowboys, roll on. They will sing of our deeds in a thousand songs. Roll on, cowboys, roll on. They will sing of our deeds in a thousand songs. Roll on, cowboys, roll on. Roll on, cowboys, roll on.
And that is the title to the album, Roll On Cowboys. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Oh, my goodness. He's got some great talent on there with him. You
Who
know?
Else on there? Do you
well,
remember?
Well, I'm trying to think. There's Bryn Hill. There's Rod Taylor, who actually sings for the Rifters.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to hear a song from the Rifters
that's
at
right.
the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Rod Taylor is there with him. Andy Wilkinson, Corb Lund, Ramblin' Jack Elliott.
Really?
Ramblin' Jack. I swear, I think he's 90 now.
He's got to be getting there.
And he's singing with them.
Still cranking it out.
Andy Hedges took this show with all of those guys that helped him record, and they performed at Carnegie Hall.
What a great
yes,
deal.
It was. It was outstanding. I asked Bryn, I said, well, who did you play to? I mean, who came,
yeah, who came
there? And he says it was a good mix. He said there were people that traveled from the West.
Really?
Just to hear this show at Carnegie Hall.
That should be on a bucket list somewhere.
Oh, sure,
right?
Should be. But he said there was also local people.
Nice.
From New York.
From New York City.
That were there.
And, they came and were entertained.
Enjoying the cowboy music.
Nice.
That was outstanding.
That needs to happen more often.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Andy Hedges also, just to blow his horn just a little bit, he played the Ryman Auditorium.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
What a deal.
Outstanding.
What a talent.
Yep. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that was one of the highlights of 2024.
2024.
Yep, yeah. For us, you bet. All sorts of different. I really liked the favorite instrumentals show.
That was a good one.
That was outstanding.
Yeah.
We need to go back. A long time ago, we did guess the TV show or the movie.
That's right.
Just by the soundtrack. We need to do that again.
We need to.
Yeah. I think that would be a dandy idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, the perfidies of inanimate objects.
I don't know if that was my favorite or not,
well,
but it's true.
I can't say it was a favorite.
Yeah, but it's true.
Well, and it sure gave me the opportunity to lament a little bit about these doggone computers. And now you have one in your pocket.
Yeah. Yeah, packing one everywhere.
Yep. How about a little cowpoke poetry?
What you got?
Well, this was new last year, Pole Corral Dancing. Holy moly and sweet mother of pearl, my guts are queasy, I'm going to hurl, there are some things that one cannot unsee. Surfing the boob tube one night in a flash, 300 channels of nothing but trash, the sight stunned and perhaps even scarred me. On one channel, the remote stopped working. Youngsters were doing something called twerking. It's like welding without eye protection. You know it's bad, but you can't look away. The bumping and humping were really risque, displaying a strange type of affection. And they went at it right there on TV, in front of all of the angels to see. I'm shocked the FCC didn't ban it. Now, they didn't learn that from the Lawrence Welk show, or from American Bandstand, although I had seen it on Animal Planet. Then it struck me, I had seen this before, across the front yard outside the barn door with a couple of cow dogs romancing. Then I recalled Jim, juking and jiving as a cow chased him, ducking and diving. I had visions of pole corral dancing. Everyone has been caught doing a jig while tagging a calf or catching a pig or running into a dropped trailer hitch. When a fire ant shinnied up one pant leg, stumbling at night across a tent peg or being cursed with some nondiscreet itch. One gal boogied while fleeing a mutton, shaking her booty, dodging a button, entertaining all of the onlookers, whopping the bugger with her feed bucket, pirouetting while trying to duck it, yet succumbing to the ovine's hookers. There's the first-time saddled round pen ballet and the green-broke colt plastic bag sachet. Both keep a cowpoke waltzing for hours. One does the mad mama cow jitterbug while holding a pill gun and a coffee mug while doctoring her baby for scours. When shaking dung off your muck boots, one grooves, tiptoeing through the cow pies, busting some moves. Watch you do the cha-cha around the poo. There is the slip on the ice fandango when both you and your spouse do a tango, hoping that they won't fall on top of you. Performing the bull snake cotillion when stepping on something reptilian, you got a lumbata not to get bit. There's the walking through a spider web whirl, followed by the you scream like a little girl, and an impromptu arachnoleptic fit. Each of us has tripped the light fantastic, not on purpose, looking somewhat spastic, which always elicits a sideways glance. Your goal is to avoid tabloid headings, but you groove like a goober at weddings, and your spouse knows not to ask you to dance.
Yep, thanks to Big Brother Jim for that one. It was his inspiration that brought that to life. Yeah.
You know, the two brain cells collide every now once and then form a thought.
And it helps, yeah. How about Dick's pick?
Oh, man, a classic.
Yeah, who's singing? Yeah.
Ian Tyson.
What's he singing?
Navajo Road.
Outstanding.
Well, it's two eggs up on whiskey toast, home fries on the side. Wash it down with the roadhouse coffee, burns up your insides. You're just a canyon caller at a diner, and a waitress I did love. I sat in the back neath an old stuffed bear and a worn-out Navajo rug. Now old Jack, the boss, he left at six, then it's Katie, bar the door. She'd pull down that Navajo rug and she'd spread it across the floor. Hey, I saw lightning cross the sacred mountain, saw the woven turtle doves. And I was lying next to Katie on that old Navajo rug.
Aye, 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 Katie, shades of red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie, whatever became.
I saw old Jack about a year ago. He said the place burned to the ground. And all I say with this old bare tooth, and Katie, she's left town. Oh, but Katie, she got her souvenir too. Jack spat a tobacco plug. Well, you should have seen her coming through the smoke, a dragging that Navajo rug.
Aye, 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 Katie, shades of red and blue. Aye, aye, whatever became of the Navajo rug and you.
So every time I cross the sacred mountains and lightning breaks above, it always takes me back in time to my long lost Katie love. But everything keeps on moving, everybody's on the go. Hey, you don't find things that last anymore like an old Navajo.
Aye, 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 Katie, shades of red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie, whatever became of the Navajo rug and you. Katie, shades of red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie, whatever became of the Navajo.
Boy, talk about a classic. Oh, holy
baby.
Cow, you bet.
Yeah.
Yep. Man, we just had a great year last year.
It was a good year.
It was. It was awesome.
And this one coming up is going to be
It's going to be outstanding.
Absolutely.
Couldn't be much worse, could it? Yeah. Let's ditch out to a cow commercial.
Really?
And when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.